Are you tired of using boring stairs, ropes, and ladders to traverse the multiple levels of dungeons for your Dungeons & Dragons adventures? Well, guess what, guys? Stick around as we delve into chutes, ladders, and stair alternatives for your favorite Dungeons & Dragons RPGs. Hello and welcome, heroes, to the Crit Academy. I am your host, Justin.
I'm your co-host, Ian.
I'm your co-host, Brandon.
We hope to inspire you with creative content that you can bring with you on your next adventure. And today we're going to do it by talking about chutes, ladders, stairs, alternatives for your D&D game. So you guys...
Your Sunstar players will love them.
Yeah. When adventurers are delving deep into dungeons... Trudging through vile marshes of half-sunken temples, squeezing through a small crevasse in a winding cave, they often find themselves needing to ascend and descend multiple levels. Now, in most cases, what are these? How do we describe these?
Ladders!
Ladders, broken holes in the ground.
Mine shafts.
There's a hole right here. You don't see any ladders. Do you have a rope? Oh, everyone's got 50 foot of hempen rope.
Don't smoke it.
Except for the rogue that lit his up. He's puffing on one end and lights the other one. He's got 50 feet of it. Just drags it behind him. Anyways, today, as game masters, we can easily enhance our environmental experience. So let's get into this. We're going to talk about some of the our favorites. Before we get into all kind of the ones we've talked about, do you guys have any favorites that you've run across?
Well, I'm not sure I necessarily count this, but I remember in a different group I played Descent into Avernus with, all three of us were paladins, and we were stuck in El Terrell, like, great, how are we going to get down? Our genius plan, if you will, was we built a catapult and launched ourselves off it. And then used Misty Step 30 feet from the ground.
Nice. I love it. A catapult. See, that's a fun way to get... Instead of just climbing up on a castle rampart, catapulting yourself, that is way cooler. Of course, you as Dungeon Masters, we can just set out the catapults. Doesn't mean the players will use them.
Yep.
What about you, Brandon?
I actually had one recently. And someone was trying to get to the crow's nest of a ship, but there was no, like, obvious way to get up there because there's a phoenix that's up there. Mm-hmm. And she trudges around and has her own little private area. One of the characters cast Levitate on themselves, but they didn't read the spell all the way. And they said, okay, I'm going to jump up. It's like, all right, you jump up. Give me a sleight of hand check to, or give me a dex save to make sure you, catch the crow's nest. Like, what? Like, you don't control your flight. You will keep going if you don't do anything about it. Like, what? Roll it. I failed. You keep going.
Oh, that's funny. I just kept floating by like a balloon.
Yeah, the
so,
phoenix saved them.
The first thing we want to talk about here is carved runes. This is something that can easily fit into any kind of dungeon setting.
Oh, yeah.
Weathered but intricately carved runes that fill an entire wall, floor to ceiling. These deep protrusions that are engraved recesses make for perfect handholds for climbing, right? So as a GM, not only can you use the runes to feed some sort of lore in the area, right? But kind of apparent, right? You can easy handholds, right? Like the little mountain climbing people do, right? So it makes the perfect place to hide, you know, a secret chamber or compartment or anything like that with these carved runes, which allows you to delve into story lore, magic lore, the lore of just the area in general, who created it, what's it for. What do you guys think about that sort of ladder?
We can do lots of fun stuff with runes. Those are magical. You can use them as puzzles to...
If you grab the wrong one, you get electrocuted.
Like, I'm definitely picturing, like, if you, like, tapped the runes in the correct order, he's missed teleportation circles, maybe as a way to, like, operate platforms and so on and so forth.
It's a good one. I like that. Yeah. I like that enhancement there. I definitely think that if you could tie it to something the characters have good knowledge of, like, so let's say this carved rune ladders is in a place where they were raised. and each one tells kind of a story that maybe it started off as like became like child nursery rhymes or something. But anyways, the next thing I think is really cool and fits in a more authentic dungeon is dangling chains, right? In dungeons, chains are common, right? Lifting tools, torture tools, you know, pulling, any sort of tool like that. The room full of chains dangling high from the ceiling makes for the perfect replacement for stairs or ladders to get up and down some sort of, you know, shaft or to another level. I can imagine, you know, streaks hardened of red, green, and yellow stains could easily allude to their potential torturous use, maybe. Or the chains coming to life with the animated, you know, armor mechanic, right? Halfway up and kind of just starts to choke and destroy the players as they're climbing up it.
Like Andrew has one up here. Space is enchanted with Tenzer's floating disc to act as elevators and escalators.
Oh, I'd like that one a lot. That is a really good one.
Now, I like to think of putting this in such a way that if someone's proficient with Arcana, you can have them do a roll. If they don't meet that DC, they're not aware that, like, when they get to the top, they find a user's manual. It says, hey, by the way, there's a floating disc at the bottom of this thing.
I like that.
So I took a level of exhaustion for this.
Not gonna lie, when I first read dangling chains, I was picturing swinging on them like Tarzan.
That is also a really good idea. Obviously, I turned it into an encounter with having them come animated, but they don't have to be. Swinging like Tarzan is a lot of fun.
Or the chains grab you and move you to the next location.
Yeah,
like a ski lift.
I also like the idea of the chain people getting like caught in the chains, even though they're not animated, right? Somebody rolling a one and getting all twisted and tied and hanging, all bound up in
help,
place,
help.
Like some sex dungeon.
Gravity lifts, Halo.
Gravity lifts and like jump jets, I think, are pretty cool, but are so impractical, aren't they? Like, clearly, that's a video game thing to go out and get the feeling of reward of shooting somebody as they're sailing through the air.
Gideous. Gravity mages who make thresholds who walk on walls and ceilings.
Yes. There is a reverse gravity spell that could be bound to, like, a glyph or sets of glyphs where you go and stand on one. Do you guys ever play Legend of Dragoon?
Ooh, or Spider Climb.
Spider Climb, too. That's another one. You play Legend of Dragoon?
Long time ago.
There's a section where
I have a copy.
You step on the glyphs and like you turn upside down and fall to the ceiling and walk on the ceiling and then go to another one. And it makes the world around you very interesting. So I like the idea of like gravity lifts and walking on walls and ceilings and stuff. What are some other ideas we have in our show notes there, Ian?
Pile of bones. Carnivorous creatures tend to leave behind the harder leftovers of their meals. The layers of monsters can make for perfect creature pile of bones as a variety of creatures as a perfect ancestor ladder up to another level of a creature's home. Oh, yeah, I can definitely see, like, shoving some, like, bones into a wall. He's, like,
yeah, I like that. That's cool. Like, little, what are those, little pittons?
Yeah.
Nice. I think as a GM, using the bones to indicate the potential strength of a creature in the area that calls the lair home is enough to indicate what they might have to deal with, which could be a good warning. You know, what if they find a Bulet skull, right? Or a bullet. It's a bullet or Bulet?
Bulet.
I don't know what a Bulet
okay.
is.
Yes, you do.
It's a land shark.
I mean, yes.
But I always can. Anyways, so I think a pile of bones is a really good idea because not only is it authentic in, like, a wild scenario, because monsters tend to have an area where they feed if they're strong and people wander in them, especially, like, dragons and stuff. So I can see, like, in a dragon's lair, having just multiple ramps or just piles of bones requiring, like, saves and stuff to, you know, traverse them.
I know we don't really have anything like this, but I keep picturing every now and then, like, a monk's temple that doesn't have any stairs or ladders. Do you basically use parkour to go to the next floor?
And that fits right in line with their like second working.
Isn't that how the Airbender's temple was? You couldn't get up there unless you know how to bend air.
Well, you could climb down the sides, but it certainly was hard.
I mean, like the way up to the next floor. If you was like, it's two walls close together, you
gotta go
back
and forth.
And forth.
I like that. That's a really cool shoot, right?
Because it encourages training. B, if you're an outsider, good luck going up there.
Yeah, you.
Mario.
I have a thought of the pile of bones. It's not just like a pile of bones. It's using bones to climb up to another level, yes, but I'm thinking something more along the lines of a giant centipede that died hundreds of years ago, and its skeleton has been laying along the side of a cliffside, so you have to climb up its rib cage and its arms.
Oh, that is really, really cool.
A natural ladder.
That is cool, and it kind of twists and turns into... The other thing we got to talk about is fighting on these things is going to be different, right?
Nope. Yeah.
Like, if it's a big, big, giant centipede... What is the giant centipede? The Remoraz?
Yeah, the Remoraz, yeah.
Whatever. That having the scales of that would make for an interesting battleground and a way to the next level, which I think is really good. Once again, you in the audience, if you guys have good ideas or things that you have... seen in your stories and campaigns instead of traditional ramps, please let us know.
Pull the crank, Krunk.
One thing I liked, you guys ever watch, of course you watched Avatar The Last Airbender, right?
Yeah.
In, is it Ba Sing Se? There is no war in Ba Sing Se. but they have little stone chutes, right? That just kind of fill the whole area for like delivery purposes, right?
I thought that was the city that Bumi was king of.
Is that not Ba Sing Se?
No.
Wow, clearly I'm old and don't remember what I read. Omashu. Thank you, Silver Wolf. Omashu. Anyways,
ouch.
And yeah, I just I lost my nerd cred right then. the only 2 points I had are gone now.
There is no Justin.
Back in Average Joe.
There is no Justin in Bossing Say.
Average Justin, right? anyway, so one of the other things that I think is really fun is using monsters' corpses, right? A purple worm's gullet makes for a perfect little hallway or, you know, descending or ascending ramp. You know, death is inevitable of all creatures, so even those with great power, such as the purple worm. Now, you mentioned on this kind of with the pile of bones, you know, using their leftovers as kind of a chute with its grimy insides that you can just kind of slide down that connects two different locations or hallways, which I think is really cool.
Unlike the skeleton, though, you could put hazards in that. Like stomach acid running down the walls and such, and you're just like, don't touch the walls.
And you don't have to come up with your own. You could use some of the like the stats of like a gelatinous cube or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
As an area when they slide through it and the damage that they would take. But whether you're in a desert or a mountainous area, the massive gullet of something like a purple worm, what is something else, another big monster that its leftovers, because this makes sense because it burrows, right?
Yeah.
And can kind of connect two passages, which I think is really cool.
The ribs of a huge size snake.
Like a purple worm?
Yeah.
Great foundation of a hallway.
Thanks for that, Silver Wolf.
Yeah. Andrew, I don't remember the name of the creature, but it was described as looking like a Marlboro, but without a mouth. I think he's talking about the Final Fantasy creature.
Yeah.
Just having a dent. There's a series of them, and the party sat in the dent, and what?
Numb.
Yeah, he ran out of... Apparently his phone ran out of words there.
The creature crawled... Crawled us across the wall and ceiling and down the other side and back.
That's a really good one. So the other thing...
Animal mounts, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's like that. Another thing that we can use and talk about, too, would be something like spider webbing, right?
Yep.
Somebody mentioned spider walk earlier.
Yeah.
Spider webbing as itself, you can have a line of spider webbing that could be a small bridge, right? Now it comes with its own, you know, risks.
Of course, it depends on which one of the two types of web that's used to spin it, but yeah.
What?
Damn, what are some large creatures?
Yeah, spiders use two types of web to weave. One's sticky, one's not. That's how they can move across the web.
You ever see that documentary?
No.
Yeah,
that is fascinating.
That's how spiders work. Parts
that
of
explains
it's sticky,
why they
some
don't
are not.
Stick to their own webbing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So yeah, a non-sticking spider webbing I think would be really cool. I like that.
That's a saying because that shows intelligence, and spiders scare the fuck out of me. So.
Sorry, I don't have intelligence.
Nothing but the picture online of when people drug spiders with different types of chemicals and see how they spun their webs.
I saw that video.
It was totally different.
This spider was on LSD.
It's just like a squiggly lightning bolt.
That's the one on caffeine.
Oh. That's horrible. Humans are horrible. So the another thing to talk about, aside from, you know, something like a purple worm or a giant snake hole, could be just massive, unique tree trunks, right?
Yeah.
You know, whether you need a ladder or a set of stairs, the inside of a large tree makes perfect sense in the setting of D&D, right?
Yeah.
And so you can, you know, crawl up the inside of it with all these intricate handholds and knots and stuff, and creatures be burrowing in and out of it. And I think that that's a really interesting way to make your way up and down. You can definitely see that in like a gnome village or an elven forest or yep. something like that, where that becomes kind of commonplace and they're all interconnected by these bridges that are all up high, but you have to go up through some of the trees to get to them.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? Any particular unique ways of traveling with trees and tree trunks?
I'm picturing druids speaking to trees and encourage them to have their branches grow out of them in a way where it creates stair steps.
Oh, that is... Damn, dude. Plus 10 cool points for that, because that's slick.
Thank you.
So when you go into, like, a druid hovel, they've sung the branches into, like, stairs and bridges and stuff. That is so cool. I also like the idea of using vines to swing like Tarzan too, right? Yep. Which is similar to the change you mentioned. Andrew says, we played with my wheelchaired friend and he had to deal with situations like cave crevasses without bridges. He bought a block and tackle to help him move haul across. That is awesome. That is so cool and so clever. Like, I can totally just see him like Indiana Jonesing, you know, or Batman throwing the hook and tying it to their thing and using levers and stuff sure. to swing themselves across with some pulleys. That's really cool. I like that.
What you do is direct that player to an artificer who can make a wheelchair with no wheels, but rather spider legs.
Oh, that is cool.
And it can give him the wheel ability to spider walk, spider crawl. What was it?
Spider climb.
Yep.
So that works pretty good.
Use catapult to anchor the pulleys. That's nice.
Yes, that is awesome. That is really cool. That's what we're talking about. Unique and clever ways to actually get from point A to point B that aren't just stairs and ramps.
I think it was in your game of Storm King's Thunder where we had to get up a wall. Like, whoa, well, you're a level 1 wizard. What are you going to do? I'm going to take my rope. I'm going to tie a noose. I'm going to catch Mage Hand up it, hook it on the thing up at the wall, and climb up it.
At that level, shouldn't your wizard should have been able to fly?
At level 1?
In Storm King's Thunder? Was that really a level 1 thing?
In the opening part, yeah. In that first village.
I don't remember that
at all. The only thing would be unique and fun, too, especially for the DMs. A bowman is shooting arrows into the side of the wall to make a ladder.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Get creative,
and you
players.
Have him.
Don't just put it on the DM.
You have him rolling. Or you have them rolling their attack rolls, and depending on what the AC hit is, determines how much weight that arrow will hold when trying to climb up it.
Tim's tabletop time. In the Dragon Prince, I need to catch up on Leia season, they ride a giant helicopter seat down a tree.
That is awesome.
Helicopter seat.
I love it. They get all off at the bottom, right? Well, those are the kind of things that we're thinking about. When you're running a game and you have to think about the scenario, the setting, and what are some unique ways the characters in the area would traverse that area. Because we can always say, oh, there's a set of stairs that goes up. That's not interesting. Living vines, you know, grabbing onto people and lifting them up like an elevator. Or you know, in a necromancer's... lair, maybe it's just a set of living zombies who just stand on their knees and hands and make stairs. Just piles of zombies you have to walk across.
That's awesome and morbid at the same time. One of the Andrews. I came up with a giant octopus-based hot air balloon travel company to use in the campaign. You kill the octo and use it as a balloon. Arms attach as lines to the boat baskets.
That is awesome. This is what I'm talking... This is so creative. So okay. Why is it we always fall into the... Here's a ladder. Here's a stair.
Sure.
Because we want them to get to their area faster.
Yeah. Well, you're not. You don't necessarily have to add difficulty.
Yeah,
I would argue swinging down on a helicopter seat is really fast.
Yes, that is an issue that needs to be addressed. Because I always say there's a rope or there's a ladder or there's a way that you can climb up, but I never say you can use a giant helicopter seat to pile it down or a fucking octopus. Hot air balloon.
I also briefly moment where some players next to a cliff. How do I get up this thing? But then a giant walks out with runes carved on his skin. Mind the edge. What? Grabs the players, yeets them.
See, that's another really good one with using giants, right? To lift people up.
The players.
Right, to lift people up and move them. Maybe you've got friendly giants. That's their whole job, yeah, right?
And they throw them just hard enough where the curvature apexes right at the edge and he lands softly.
Yeah, they put you up in like a baseball and they chuck you, and then you're saying that the strength goes just high enough that at the right at the top
at before the apex,
they
go, yes.
And then they just stop.
Yeah, as you get to the top, you're like, oh wow, that was amazing. You see another party. Like, don't mind him at Greg first day.
You gotta learn somehow, right? I mean, in the fantasy world, there are so many ways we can make the world engaging and exciting for our players and for ourselves, right? When you're designing your world, think about that stuff, whether it's teleportation, whether it is, you know, chains, vines, trees. Think about the different ways. In a magic city, teleportation is very common. Wizard Cadius actually touches on this interestingly.
A shadow mage city. By traveling through shadows, torches and candles become frozen doorways. And
that's so cool.
And just, I once used a select as a fireman's pole. I should not have. I was there first in combat. I was squishy.
A stalactite as a fireman's pole. That is gorgeous. You can go even farther, right? A set of falling stalactites could form platform stairs that rise up into another layer of a cavern, right?
Yep.
What are we gotta have more. We gotta be creative.
A trampoline.
I think that's something I could see halflings having.
Wee-hee!
I think trampolines can be really cool. Turns out it's like the stretched flesh of like some monster that they slayed, right?
Yep.
And they just tie it there, and that's how they go from, you know, floor to floor, right?
Octopus head.
I feel like I've played so many games, but travel is something that we could do better.
Using
climbing, I mean. We keep talking about going up. What about
what are those
down?
Things called? A geyser. Using a geyser to be shot up to a second level.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, they do that in Zelda, Ocarina of Time, in the water temple.
Now I'm thinking about the Dark Eldar city of Kamara from Warhammer 40K. technically, it's a city that's spread way across the galaxy, but due to subspace travel corridors, it connects them together.
So, that's cool.
So you basically walk from one area to another.
I like that. We could talk about
That was that too. Trampolines are giant drums.
Ooh, that's cool.
Oh, that's really neat. That's Wizard Cadius, by the way. That's pretty good.
That fits a really good theme too.
Another Legend of Zelda reference is in the Water Temple in Ocarina of Time. You have to get to the certain levels, play a song, and the water rises so you can get to that specific level.
I like that. So you could bring powers like control water into it, right? To reach certain areas, or mold earth, or shape earth.
Maybe you could find a switch that shifts the airflow in a tunnel that says, instead of floating you this way, it's going to float you that way.
Yeah. River boats, right? So can have a city that's built with all these little channels that you just take these little boats from, and they all go around, right? I'm thinking like waterbenders, right? How they, you know, they move some of their boats and stuff. You can totally have an entire little area that's just push and pull, like what is it? And they have it, is it in Greece or Italy, or the gondoliers?
Oh, Venice.
Venice, Italy.
Something like that, but instead of them having little, you know, paddles,
a moving canal.
Yeah. I think it could be a lot of fun. Something that I think I've really wanted to do before, but have never really done it, is flying creatures that are just there for transport. I think, you know, like World of Warcraft, right, where you have the taxis with the wyverns and griffins and stuff.
What would you use?
So having something like that in a castle could be
a rock.
Take a seat in the giant centipede.
So I do like the idea. Oh, Andrew says using powerful waterfall-powered winches and power elevators to go back up.
Have we even touched on elevators at all today?
No.
How did we not touch on elevators?
Well, we're talking about hot air balloons. That's close enough, I think.
Those Tanzer's floating disc.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. And you can get really creative inside of the theme. So if I give you guys a theme, Let's do a game. We got about 8 minutes here. So
yeah, game.
Woo! I'm gonna toss out a monster zone, and I want you guys to tell me as many of ways we can utilize it for shifting levels and going up, going down, going side, going right, whatever. All right.
Willy Wonka's elevator.
Willy Wonka's elevator, right? So, all right, you guys ready? We're gonna try to fire some of these off. Let's start with oozes.
Jump in the ooze, it carries you.
Okay, but they move so slow.
Most of them.
What if you jump from a really high height and it acts like one of those parachute...
Or a cushion.
Cushion thing. You know what I'm talking about? When people jump from high heights and it pushes out the air?
Yeah.
I don't know, though. It's a gelatinous cube.
Well, I didn't say it was a gelatinous cube. I just said an ooze. Doesn't have to. They don't have to all be acidic.
It could be especially bread-fast ooze.
Yeah.
Is there an ooze that is solid enough to bounce off of?
There is if you decide that's how people get around in the area.
DMV up.
Saddles for blink dogs that carry the rider with them when they blink. That's cool. And they're intelligent, so they can be like taxi services.
Rookery of Giant Rocks in the mountaintops.
Rookery of Giant Rocks. ROCS.
Yes.
So, still, the ooze thing. Come on. It's supposed to be like...
I can't think of anything for oozes.
Ooze slides.
You jump into an ooze that forms a ball that rolls...
Oh, that's cool, like a gerbil. These are drusels. Drusels? Oozes that are like gerbils. That's a really cool one. I like the idea of them having slick slides.
Yep.
Right? And they go down these little areas, and it just leaves a little bit of slippery ooze.
What if oozes were like hydraulic oil, where they can be compressed, and they go poing? And they just like throw spring? You somewhere. Yeah.
I like that. Very much like a trampoline. That could work really well.
Yep.
How about I got a good one.
No, you don't.
Are you ready for this?
No.
You're not?
Okay.
Why aren't you ready for this?
Because I had nothing for oops.
We talked about bulettes earlier.
Yep.
What if there's bulettes that you go inside their mouth and then they just tunnel people through?
That's a lot of trust. Big
bulette.
Aren't they? They're huge, aren't they?
People ride them, but...
Oh, they don't go in their mouths?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay, well, maybe you ride one. I don't know. And it just takes you along for their eyes through a tunnel?
Or you just ride a cart behind it. Does that shoot it?
That makes way more sense. Well, how would you use a bulette?
Is that a land shark?
Yeah, just... With legs. I don't know, it swims through sand and dirt and stone. I don't know if it eats it or if it digs. I don't really know. It's got a big giant mouth. I don't really know. Anyways, there are a multitude of ways to make your world more interesting with traveling up and down.
It looks like a graboid with legs.
Different environments. Whether it's chains, whether it's broken down, knocked over trees, whether it's branches that have been sung of the trees to form bridges and ramps. I like the idea of an ooze trampoline. I think that's fantastic.
Yep.
And whoever mentioned the hot air balloon octopus, doink, doink, pretty cool. Doink.
Yep.
So.
Magma ooze.
All right. So. Do you guys have any other things you guys want to talk about with chute, stairs, and ladders and alternatives in Dungeons & Dragons?
Well, like we kind of touched on before, you can also do like teleportation circles or magical gates. Or...
Yep, I like that. I like...
corridors.
I think one that could also be cool is doing something fun along the lines of... Somebody mentioned the shadows, but like with like rain, right? With water. You jump in these water puddles and it transports you somewhere else. Or it sucks you like a one of those little tubes.
Yep.
Like a vacuum tube at a bank. And you just get kind of when you go inside of it.
I know we touched on teleportation, but I don't think about the book, The Punch Escrow.
They were killing you?
They were basically 3D printing a copy of you at your destination and disintegrating the original.
Yeah.
I had such a stupid irrational fear about the transportation tubes on Futurama.
Why?
Because you're flying through them, and I just imagine like it's your first time going through it, and you get that fork in the road, and you don't turn in time, and like half your body goes one way, and the other half goes the other way.
Oh, no.
And it just happens like that. And next thing you know, you look behind you, you just see a trail of blood.
It's Futurama. The elves will take care of it.
Another fun one would be having like a moving ground like a like at an airport, except it's like insects.
Yep.
Just like millions and millions of insects creeping along, and you just stand there and they carry you.
Yeah.
Ew.
The Harry Potter's flu parlor or toilet entrances.
Oh, that's just gross.
The Ministry of Magic.
Yeah. Yep. Black Martian Tamriel uses underground slugs that swallow you for travel.
See, that's kind of what I was talking about. I'm not crazy.
No more than usual.
Those are some fast slugs.
Not every slug has to be slow.
Another industry had the racing snail, which actually were pretty fast.
All right. Well, I think that'll do it for our main topic today. Shoot stairs and ladder alternatives for Dungeons & Dragons. Whatever you choose to do, just remember, try to tie it into the lore of the area and make it unique. It doesn't have to be something super fancy. If it's as simple as carved runes that you act as, you know, ladder handholds, or, you know, dangling chains and vines, right?
Yep.
Those just make for more interesting travel than, you just cross a big tree branch.
Welcome to the slug. Make sure you're comfortable. We cannot travel across the salt plains, but we'll be there in about 2 hours. Why can't we go through the salt plains? Really?
Rotating walls, fireplace, and bookcases should be used more often. I agree.
Zoinks!
Yep.
I agree. All right. That'll do it for our show today. Just so you know, digital gift cards are now available at CritAcademy.com. The perfect gift for your dungeon master or players. Choose an amount and have it emailed right to the recipient into their digital mailbox.
We've gotten to the point where we give gift cards now.
Yes.
That shit's awesome.
If you head on over to our website, you can look at our blog. Also consider sharing our stuff on social media. If you've got one of our books, take a tag out of it, a little expert, tell people what you like about it, and share a link and help get the word out there.
We keep saying consider sharing. You know, just share our shit on social media, please.
Yes, please do. Yeah. All right, I am your host, Justin.
I'm your co-host, Ian.
And I'm your co-host, Brandon. Thanks for listening.
Keep your blades sharp and spells prepared, heroes.
Of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.